What's going on, Paul?
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Great, and you?
Pretty well, thank you. Who is this lovely lady you have with you?
Right here, this is Mrs. Erica Cardona, author of a new children's book that she wrote recently.
Yeah.
Little Bear Teddy, Big Dreams Come True.
That's awesome.
So, my best friend.
Aw.
So, she's right here today, and she's just smiling from ear to ear.
That's awesome. Ms. Cardona, nice to meet you. I'm Paul Allen. Welcome to the radio show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
The book, Little Bear Teddy, tell us about it.
I actually wrote this book last year. I had the idea shortly before Teddy's injury, but once he got injured, I needed something to keep me busy, so I went ahead and finished up with the story.
Okay.
And it's just my hopes that all children will realize that no matter how big a dream is, all right. dreams can come true.
Is it hard writing a book? And have you written books before?
I have never written a book before.
Holy cow.
But I grew up writing poetry.
Yeah.
So it was kind of easy because the book has a rhythm and rhyme feel to it. So it's kind of poetic.
Okay, so overall, tell us about the book. It's a children's book, and like for kids, if parents pick it up and kids read it, what are they going to be reading?
It's going to be a little bit about Teddy's dream, about playing football.
The bear or the football player?
Both.
So the bear is the football player.
The bear is the football player.
Wow.
I turned him into a character. They have a few similarities where the bear is gray, not like your typical bear.
Okay.
Teddy's favorite color to wear is gray. The bear also has a purple mark on his thigh, close to the knee area.
Yeah.
Initially, it was meant to be like a birthmark that Teddy has, but once he got injured, it kind of signifies a scar.
Okay.
So as you go through the book, you'll see a little bit about Teddy's dream and how it came to life.
Teddy, how do you feel about being the bear in the book?
It's a great feeling. Knowing that your journey has been recognized, and it's a great feeling to know that this book will potentially end up in the hands of many children across the world, and they get to see my dream come true, and hopefully one day that this story can motivate them and influence them to have their big dream come true.
Little Bear Teddy is the name of the book, along with Big Dreams Come True. Miss Erica, if people want to purchase the book, how do they do that?
They can visit littlebearteddy.com. And they'll
littlebearteddy.com.
Yes. And they will see three different options there. There'll be one option without Teddy's autograph. There's a second option for an autographed copy from him, and then an autographed copy from myself.
What outside of what you've explained so far, Ms. Erica Cardona, writer of Little Bear Teddy, Teddy Bridgewater also here with us, outside of what you've explained already, what are some similarities overall throughout the book about Teddy the bear and Teddy, maybe not necessarily the football player, but just the normal guy?
Little Bear Teddy is very calm. And so is this guy.
Right.
Little Bear Teddy is also steady, and he works hard. He practices hard. And it's shown that, you know, with hard work and practice, your dreams can come to life. And that's what we've seen here today with Teddy, even as far as, you know, him making it back, you know, just from a year ago.
No
doubt. Hard work will show.
Is there a specific age group you're targeting with this?
It's maybe an independent read for first through third grade, but it's a great book for all ages, no matter how small or how old you are. Yeah.
Teddy, did you assist Ms. Cardona in writing this book?
Not at all.
No words, nothing?
No words, nothing.
Just the inspiration.
Yeah. It's amazing, you know, to watch her thoughts come to life.
Yeah.
And, you know, she has a sharp mind, and for her to be able to put all this together within the span of a year, it's very impressive. So, you know, I'm standing behind her. I'm probably going to order me 10 copies of this book after today.
Yeah.
But it's just awesome, you know, to watch all of her hard work, her determination come to life.
Well, Ms. Cardona, it's nice meeting you. And again, if people want to pick up the book, Little Bear Teddy, Big Dreams Come True, how do they do that again?
Visit littlebearteddy.com.
Okay. Great Christmas gift, right?
Yes.
littlebearteddy.com. I appreciate you. Thank you. Ms. Erica Cardona, the author of Little Bear Teddy, littlebearteddy.com to pick it up. What was Sunday like?
Sunday, it was awesome.
I mean, it wasn't just the Teddy, and then you're in the game, and then right. The game's over and you win the division. I mean, it was pacing up and down the sidelines. It was stretching. Yeah. It was assistant equipment manager Aaron Newman cleaning your shield. A lot went into it, right?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was just a great feeling. So many emotions. I made sure I kept them all under control.
Yeah.
But that stadium, the fans, my teammates, coaching staff, just everyone who played a role in me getting to this point, I'm thankful, and I really appreciate them.
And you haven't played a regular or postseason game since January 10th of 2016, that playoff game against Seattle. Yet, you know, it was apparent to me calling the game and waiting for you to come in. The team's winning by 20, 30 some odd points. It's a holiday Sunday. So you got family, you got Christmas shopping, people going to littlebearteddy.com to buy a bunch of books for this holiday season. Yep, they stuck around because they wanted to experience that moment of you coming back on the field. I mean, that's so special.
Yeah, it's very special. There's a reason, you know, they call it Minnesota Nice. And like I said, I can't thank the fans enough, our trainers, my teammates,
yeah,
just everyone. It was a great feeling. Got the chills just walking on that field, walking into the huddle, looking those guys in the eyes, mm-hmm. calling the play. Mm. You know, it just felt like a dream.
You know, and with people chatting with you over the months, Teddy, about the 16 months through which you've gone to get to that moment, from that Tuesday in August where you went down to the Sunday against Cincinnati. You've mentioned Terrence Newman. You've mentioned inspirations who have helped you along the way. Miss Erica Cardona, how has she inspired you along the way?
She's been there where there was times where I couldn't put my shoe on or, you know, I need assistance doing the smallest thing. She was there and just very appreciative that, you know, I could have someone like that in my corner and support me when I was at my lowest. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easy to be there for a person when they're, you know, at their highest point in life, but
right.
You really see who's for you when you're at your lowest point, and, you know, she was always there.
Last one. So as the book goes, not Teddy Bridgewater, number 5, the football player, division winner 2015, hopefully Super Bowl winner as part of the 2017 Vikings. Little Bear Teddy, from what you know about him, what would he think about running onto the field to all those chants of Teddy, Teddy? What's the lesson here? How would he handle it?
You know, the biggest thing is no matter how big your dream is, it's never too big. And when I was younger, I had dreams of making it to the NFL. And I mentioned this a couple of days ago that usually when you have a dream, you wake up and you don't remember what happened in that dream. But I've had the opportunity to wake up, remember where I left off in that dream, and to continue to live that dream. So it's a special feeling. It's a great feeling. So, you know, I'm pretty sure Little Bear Teddy, you know, he has his eyes closed very tight. He's dreaming a dream with all his might. And when he wakes up, pretty sure, hopefully, his dream's going to continue to come true.
Get that book, littlebearteddy.com. Autographed versions available. littlebearteddy.com. Give it a look. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.